Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio to lift up the name of Jesus once again. We want everybody to feel free to worship the Lord with us and tell all your friends and family about the broadcast and share it out for us and like it. And if you have anybody on the, what's it called, Tim?
Well, if you have any prayer requests.
If you have any prayer requests, the Facebook listeners can put it on the comments below, and we'll get back with it, and we'll pray over it. And there's many needs tonight, so all the believers, all the Christians, join in with us and pray for all the needs of the people. Jay Mason and Dora need your prayers. Dora's needing a miracle, and we're believing for her miracle. So just join in with us and pray for her. And there's many more out there. Little Callie from California, she's needing a miracle. So lift her up to God. Lift her parents up to God. And our subject for today is going to be coming out of Hebrews 10:26. For we willfully sin, or sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifices for sins. And here was, I was thinking about James 4:7. It says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. If we say that we're a Christian, we need to walk in the Lord's ways, and we need to act like a Christian. We don't need to go around sinning, because, I mean, if we're of the Lord, we're not going to be sinning no ways.
Right.
And John 1, 1 John 3:6 says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Yep.
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. He that committeth sin is of the devil.
Amen.
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
Yep.
For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And verse 9 says, whosoever is born of God doth not sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Amen.
And that's really plain right there. If we're of the Lord, we're not going to be sinning. We're not going to be, now the thoughts might come in our mind, but we can rebuke them and we can resist them, and we don't have to sin because we have the blood of Jesus applied to us. And we're just going to turn it back over to Tim here for a minute.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Just bear with us. We're having problems with the computers tonight. We don't know what's going on, but, well, we do know what's going on. The devil's been trying to mess with it, but that's okay, because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So we're a winner with the Lord. So Just bear with us a minute and he'll have it up here. Okay. He's going to sing a few songs for us. Just pray for us. We all got sinus problems and they're really messing with us tonight. Just remember Brother Billy and his family. I believe that Billy's going to be coming on with us tonight. So he said he's feeling a whole lot better, but just remember him and his family in prayer. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Praise the Lord, we're raised by sin, and we blame it on the world we're in. We say there's nothing we can do. Instead of being solid and wise, we're just too bad in our own time. As Christians, we're not doing our part. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to treat the heart. We're just getting used to the dark. Something's all around us, yet we don't think the world's really as bad as it seems. We just close our eyes to what's going on. We're not burdens for the sinner man. Won't give our breath or a helping hand. If I would show the world a little spark, it's been getting into the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to seem to be hard. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to seem to be hard. We're just getting used to the dark.
Praise your name, Lord.
The Lord
Jesus. Yeah. I was down until the most done. I was blue as I could be. When I finally reached the bottom, no one said these words to me. Are you praying hard? Are your heart praying? On your mind, it's from away in. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Or are you hard praying? If you are trials and tribulations, thinking God has turned his back. If you want to change your situation, take a look at where you're at. Are you praying hard? Are you hard praying? On your mind, it's thrown away. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you hard praying? They said, oh, to what I'm saying, I'm praying hard, I'm hard praying.
Cares upon the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible said He cares for you and I.
Amen.
I'm thankful, praise God, for the blessings of the Lord, what he's doing and what he's going to do for them that obeys his word, and them that follows him in the beauty of holiness. Praise God, and I tell you, as he blesses us down here, but it's going to get better and all the time. Praise God, because when our life here ends, why, we've got a better place awaiting on us. Eternity in the heavens.
Yes, amen.
That's what we all striving for and working for, that we can make heaven our home.
Yes, amen.
For what? But you continue praying for the needs of the people and the requests that out there, there's many of them that's coming in, different requests, and we're continue praying for Brother Jay and Mason and Sister Dora, that God would move on the situation and heal her and make her whole.
Amen.
Other people that needs a touch in a mighty way.
Amen.
We can name them and go on and on at the request that we have and the needs that that is out there.
Amen.
Praise God, and all I know to do is just people everywhere praying, seek the Lord, because
yes.
I tell you, if we sincere with the Lord and we honest with the Lord and we're right with Jesus Christ,
amen.
Praise God, I firmly believe that he hears our prayers and our cries. The Bible said to righteous cry, the Lord heareth, and he delivers us out of all of our troubles.
Amen.
And he will.
Yes,
praise God, one day after a while. I'll tell you, as long as we in this house here that we're living in this body, in this world that we're in, we're going to have troubles and trials, tribulation and heartache. And they use the same song, and sometimes they cut like a knife. But praise the Lord that we ain't looking forward to this world and what it's got to offer us, but we're looking for the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ and a home eternity in the heavens, for there that we'll be together. And we'll live and reign with Jesus Christ forever and forevermore. Hallelujah. No more departure.
Amen.
No more, praise God, leaving, just passing.
Amen.
As I come on over here and I sort of forgot about it, I meant to go. Sister Dolly Jean had passed and went on. Praise God, somebody called me and said, who they're burying up at New Bethel. Praise the Lord, and I just remembered Sister Dolly Jean went on to be the Lord and others that's leaving out of here day by day. But this ain't the end. If we got Jesus in our hearts and in our lives, and that we know him in the free pardon of sin.
Amen.
I'm talking about getting born again and getting right with the Lord and living for Jesus till we lay this life down. Praise God, or he comes back in the clouds of heaven and the clouds of glory. Man, you're talking about a homecoming day and a day when all the redeemed of the Lord goes gathered home. That's going to be a great day. And I tell you, we'll be happy. Praise God that we live for Jesus. And I'm glad to know that we've accepted him as our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm telling you, friend, he's the best thing that ever happened to me in my walk of life. Praise God when Jesus come into my heart and forgave me all my sins. Praise God, and wrote my name down in the Lamb of the Life. Praise God, the best move that I ever made.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I tell you, we need to love him.
Yes.
With all that's within us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, because praying it'll be worth it one day. But you pray for the needs of the people of the South Fire, and you just reach out to the Lord. And if things ain't going good in your life, just turn them over to Jesus. Because
yeah.
He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God, there's rest in him. There's peace.
Yes.
There's joy. There's happiness.
Amen.
In serving the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God. And I believe with all of my heart, we need to draw close to him.
Yes.
Than we've ever been before.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because of all the things that's going on. Hallelujah. Brother Tim sang that song. We all need a Savior.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm telling you, we've got one that loved me enough that I, and you enough we can't even imagine.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I can't get a hold of it. The love that he had for you and me.
Thank you, Lord.
That a man would leave the splendors of heaven and come down here and die for you and I.
Amen.
That was sinners and didn't care anything about him. But still, he loved us.
Yes, he did.
And he come and did on and tell us that he loved us. But he proved to you and I what love that he had.
Yes, thank
that a man will lay down his life for his friend. And look at all the benefits when you get born again into the family of God and we become sons and daughters of the Lord to the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at all the promises he promised us that he'd do for us and the things that he'd give us. Praise God, that we could have and enjoy life right here on this old cruel world.
Amen.
Even though there's trouble on every hand. And the devil, our adversary, is out there.
Come on.
As the Lord lies seeking who that he made a liar.
Amen.
But in the midst of all of that, well, there's peace and there's joy and there's happiness.
Amen.
Praise God in serving and living a Christian life.
Amen.
To know who Jesus is. Praise God that it can lay down on your pillar at night.
Yes.
And just think, if I don't wake up in the morning, praise God that I can wake up with Jesus to be with him. I tell you, we're so blessed.
Yeah.
We don't ever get a hold of it all.
Amen.
That the Lord has done. I thought, man, I'd like to know more and more about him. Hallelujah. And I know the Bible said, study to show yourself approval.
Yeah.
Workmen need not to be ashamed. But I believe the depths and the deepness and the heights that man ain't never really got into. And we will never understand it.
Thank you.
Praise God, but this side of song, we'll all understand it better by and by.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. But I ask the Lord every day, give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding of your precious word, Lord.
Yes.
That I can speak it, that I can preach it to help somebody to get a hold of what the Lord is doing first. Man, I tell you what, to feel the anointing of Jesus. Feel the spirit, the power of an almighty God, and know that he dwells in us and he lives in us. And to know that's in him, you and I, we have our being, we live and we move. Hear people talk about it. Praise God. Hear Brother Ivan a time or two. said, I just felt the good Spirit of God all day long. But I'm happy to know that we've got something that we can feel. If you can't feel Him, you might not have Him. But I believe when you repent of your sins, I believe He'll put something in you that you can feel. Something in you that you know without a shadow of a doubt that Christ lives in you. Praise God. And that you can rejoice and be glad even though there's turmoil everywhere. Praise God. There's fight, Paul says. There's fight without. There's war without. But he said there's peace within. Hallelujah. Everywhere Paul went, praise God, after he got born again, after Jesus struck him down, praise God, and Paul repented of his sins.
Yes.
Praise God, he was in danger. He was in turmoil. But he had the peace and the joy of the Lord living in his heart. There's a battle here, children. There's a fight and the war's on. But still, and in all of it, there's happiness and there's peace and there's rejoicing in the house of the Lord. Praise God, because that Spirit, not anointing,
yes,
makes all the difference.
Amen.
Praise God, and He said in His holy word, for two or three gathered together at thy, Jesus said, I'll be in the midst of you.
Amen.
He's here to bless and to move. Hallelujah. I tell you, there's more and more for you and I. Am I going to say it again? There's higher highs.
Amen.
Praise God. There's deeper depths that the Lord Jesus will take us on into.
Amen.
If we press into this thing.
Yeah.
The devil don't want you and me
to
get that closeness and to get that right fellowship.
Yeah.
That when we get to the place where we can call on the name of Jesus and whatever we'll find in Him and He's abiding in us, till we can ask what we will according to His will and His purpose, and He said, I'll do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it's, praise God, it's getting there. It's a thing about it. The devil don't want you to get tired. He don't want you to get in. He don't want you to get that faith filled up in Jesus. That when whatever you ask Him, you believe and you're persuaded that my God is able to supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Most people today, they run around, they dabble in this and they in that. Praise God, but I tell you, He said, come out. Come out from among them. Hallelujah, and be separated. And touch not the unclean things. And He said, I'll receive you. You can't handle the world. You can't play around with the world and the things of the world and abide in the works of the flesh. But you got to abide in the Spirit and anointing with a heart and a mind. Faith on God that we're going to reach out. Praise God, the higher power and deeper depth in the power and anointing of the Spirit of Almighty God. Jesus even made a statement and said, boys, you have not. Because you ask not, but because you ask the mist, hallelujah, He may consume it upon your own lust. Praise God, I tell you, ever been a time, praise God, we as the people of God, we need to resist the devil.
Amen.
We need to resist the fleshly part. Praise God, ought to be the night, day by day. We ought to put down the works of the flesh day by day. We ought to put on the armor and the power and the anointing of God that we have become more like Jesus. Hallelujah. A man in the There neither was God found in his mouth. He was that perfect sacrifice.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. But any time we draw close to him, resist the things of this world, resist the devil,
amen,
and he'll flee from you. But draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts and your minds. He said you're double-minded. Hallelujah, because Jesus is coming one day.
Yes.
He's a coming out of people that's made themselves ready. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Been filled with the Spirit and got a mind, a mind of Christ, a do right mind. Praise God. Not want to do what this world wants us to do, but do what the Lord wants us to. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How many is led by the Spirit?
Come on.
People won't let the Spirit lead them.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Act like people, act like they're afraid. The Lord's going to come down in the midst of them. Act like they're afraid. Praise God for the Spirit to fill the house. But man, I'll tell you, praise God, I believe he's coming back. I have a spiritual bunch of people, hallelujah, that knows him in the free pardon of sin. Praise God, and I'll say it again, say it about every time again, but let everyone at night, the name of Christ, depart from iniquity, depart from sin. Praise God, lay off the works of the flesh. Put on the armor of God. Get the gifts and anointing of the Lord is stirred in our heart and in the midst of us. Hallelujah. And show this world we are servants of my God, a risen Savior that still got all power in heaven and in earth. Still looking for people that will reach out to him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. People that will pray. Praise God. Brother Tim sung that song. I love it.
Yeah.
I love the music good. Praise God. Are you praying hard? Are you hardly praying? Praise God. Are we 100% in there for Jesus? Praise God. Dedicated our life unto him, presented our bodies unto the Lord, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God, because I tell you, my friend, he lives here. Praise God, send him go on to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
And if I go, he said, I'll come again, and I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you can be also.
Yeah. Glory.
We need to tell it. We need to tell it to our neighbors.
Amen.
We got joy. If you got Jesus, you got joy.
Amen.
If we got Jesus, we got peace.
Thank you, Lord.
He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my strength. He's our salvation. He's our power. He's our overcomer. Praise God. Whatever we need. Praise God. According to the Spirit, that's what he is. He come down here and walked here and proved to me and you how that it can be done. He laid the life down. He laid a pattern down. He laid an example down. Praise God, and you come in the flesh, fulfilling the will of his Father, and carried it out to the cry and said, it is finished. Praise God, the work that I come to do.
Amen.
So what are we going to do?
Come on.
Hallelujah. I want to go a little while. Hallelujah. And the subject, praise God, tonight, very powerful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I tell you, praise God, darn that Hebrews, hallelujah, done been said, the 10th chapter. Praise the Lord. Which way if we don't go through Jesus. He gave his life, sacrifice, he come and died. You and I can live.
Right.
And man, if we try to go in any other way, Bible said we're saved as a thief and a robber. There'll never be another sacrifice made. There'll never be another way made.
Amen.
You all know that. Praise God, and there's never another name under heaven. Give whereby you can be saved.
That's right.
With people with fighting coming against it, if you're going to heaven, you're going through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
No more. No other way.
Right.
Praise God. He paid the sin debt for me and you.
Thank you.
That we can live and have life. Hallelujah. I think about it all time. The blessings that he's bestowed upon us.
Yes.
Praise God. And look at all he done for us.
Yes.
But he wants us to stop and give him the glory.
Right.
And to give him the praise.
Yeah,
I'm going to read a little bit in the book of Revelation, 21 chapter. Hallelujah. And get down in it just for a little bit. Praise the Lord. But just pray and reach out to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I tell you, you begin to see here in Revelation 21, John, he was in the spirit, you all know, on the Lord's day, and God began to show him and began to reveal to him and let him know the things, hallelujah, that was given. And he said in Revelation 21 and verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. New heaven. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
And if I go and I'll prepare a place for you, I will come again. A new heaven.
Yes.
And a new earth.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. This has been corrupted.
Amen.
This has been defiled.
Come on.
Sin.
Yes.
Chaos.
Come on.
But in this new heaven and new earth, praise God, wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Amen.
No sin is going into it.
Right.
Blessed are the pure in heart, the Bible says, for they shall see God.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Only the redeemed, only the ones that's got their sins under the blood of a Lamb, that there'll never be another sacrifice. There'll never be another way made. Praise God, it's already been made. We'll have to come to him. We'll have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, or we'll die in our sins. He said, I'm the way. No other way, I'm the truth.
Yeah.
No other truth, I'm the life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, our life is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you, he'll give you peace.
Yes, he will.
He'll give you joy.
Glory to God.
John says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven, first earth, was passed away.
Yeah.
And there was no more sea. First heaven, first earth was passed away. Then the Bible say when he comes, praise God, this world going to melt away.
Amen.
See, Peter said in a burning heat, said it's going to sink to rise no more. Praise God, but he went a little further than that. He said, nevertheless, we according to the promises of God look for a new heaven and a new earth.
Yes.
What are we looking for? People looking to live down here.
Mom.
praise God, but soon. They sang that old song. Soon this life will end, and I hear the sweet sound. Saying, enter in, my child.
Yes.
Praise God, into the portals of glory.
Thank you.
In a new heaven and a new earth. Pour in. It's only going to be righteousness. Holiness. Only to say only the redeemed of God is going to go there. Let me back up. Only there that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb is going to walk on them streets.
Amen.
The street of pure gold.
Yes.
Only the redeemed.
Come on.
Nothing that will corrupt, no sin, is going to go into that place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But praise God, the redeemed of God is going to walk therein.
Yes.
You know what? Praise God, when the saints of God begin to go in, angels in heaven is going to step aside or step back. And we sing a new song as the redeemed goes marching in.
Glory to God.
They can't even sing that song. Why? Because they are created angels.
Yeah.
Four elders and the four, 20 elders and the four beasts that was created there, and on their faces they bow, giving glory and honor and praise unto the King of Kings.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. When we can't praise him very much,
come on.
Because he died first.
Amen.
On that cruel cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
They're going to step back as the redeemed, the born again, goes marching into that city. John said, I've seen a new heaven.
Amen.
And a new earth for him. Dwell of righteousness.
Amen.
And he said, I, John, saw that holy city, near Jerusalem, seen that holy city.
Amen.
Coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband, a place prepared for you and me.
Yes, amen.
May I see a place of happiness.
Amen.
I look around and about. Get phone calls. Get the news.
Yes.
News. Somebody just died.
Amen.
Somebody killed on the highways. By which somebody's died. Sickness is laid hold on people.
Amen.
They're leaving this world. But friend, what's so good about heaven? There ain't going to be no sickness.
Amen.
Ain't going to be no crying or no dying. But it's going to be one big grand and glorious day for the redeemed of God. He's going to praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
And glorify him forever and forevermore. Hallelujah. I want to go to that place, don't you?
Amen.
Well, there'll be no sickness.
Yes.
You're not here. No sirens are running up and down the road.
Amen.
Screaming. Somebody's in trouble. Somebody's hurt. Somebody's died. Somebody's overdosed.
Amen.
Something's happened. Praise God. But he said the former things has passed away.
Amen.
Behold, all things is made new.
Yes,
a new bunch of people. What made us new? Hallelujah, the blood of the Lamb that washed us and redeemed us and cleansed us from all the filth of the ungodliness that is in our world today. Friend, I'm telling you, praise God, if you want to be happy, get Jesus in your life. You want to get joy that man I can't explain to you. Praise God, get Jesus. Hallelujah. God. Praise God, I can't tell you exactly how good it is. In all the words I can muster up, you just got to get him, have the taste of him, and see how gracious he is.
Yeah.
been told.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But the redeemed going to go marching in. Former things is passed away.
Yes.
Praise God. Behold, all things
yes.
is become new.
Amen.
I tell you, that's going to be a great day. Saints of God, it's gone to sleep, slept in the grave.
Thank you.
Then the Bible says something about dead in Christ is going to rise first. Hallelujah. Then we are alive. And remain under the coming of the Lord. It's going to be changed and called up
yes.
to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
Only thing will change you and turn you around. Only thing will call you up is you got the Spirit of God
Amen.
In your being. Praise God. It'll quicken. It'll bring alive these
yes.
dead bodies. And these, praise God. Praise God. And it'll raise us
yes.
to live. And to live with a glorified body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Forever and evermore.
Amen.
In the presence of the mighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, people, Lord, to get excited
Come on.
When they read these chapters
yes.
and think about He didn't only make a way first.
Right.
Hallelujah. But He gave us a mansion.
Yes.
Await knowledge one day. A lot of people down here, we ain't never had a mansion. We may live in a shack beside the road. But hallelujah, but hang on. We may fight battles, sickness, and all kind of different things. But hang on.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Amen.
Oh, it's going to be over. Best is yet to come. I'll say again. Praise God. But I'll tell you, if we got Jesus, it is.
Yeah.
But if we ain't got it, we ain't here to nothing.
Amen.
Where we're going to go if we don't know Him.
Lord.
Hallelujah. But a new heaven
Amen.
And a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And He said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. Praise God. And He shall dwell with him.
Yes.
He's going to be right there to dwell with
Amen.
Us. Going to see Him. Hallelujah. Going to look on Him.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
God.
He's going to be right there with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Friend, I tell you,
Amen.
You know it as better as I do. Next time He comes, He ain't coming to die.
Come on.
He ain't coming to be whooped and beat.
Right.
He ain't coming to be Lord, beat God. Till the blood run out of Him. But my Lord, the next time, He's coming as a King
Amen.
Of kings and a Lord of lords.
Amen.
And the people laying a hold on Him and leading Him away to slaughter every nation's going to bow
Amen.
To Him. Every tongue is going to confess that He is
Amen.
King of kings
yes.
and He's Lord
Amen.
Of lords. Hallelujah. Won't care. Even them that pierced Him. Even them that held Him and took Him and nailed Him
yes.
to the cross is going to look on Him
Mom.
And they're going to know. Hallelujah. Who He really is.
Amen.
Man, people need to repent and come to Jesus before it's too late.
Amen.
Remember and repent. Praise God from which you're following.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And turn to our first love again.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, He loved us. And He died first. Made a way. Hallelujah, we live. Gonna be with Him. He's gonna be with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And He said, we will dwell with them. And they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them. And be their God. and God shall wipe away all tears. Hallelujah from their eyes.
Amen.
I think, my cruel world, sin come in.
Amen.
Look what all it's done.
Come on.
Little babies.
Yes.
People suffer everywhere.
Amen.
Little babies are born in this world.
Yes.
The first thing they know, people sticking them on needles.
Yes.
Needles. Doing this and that to them. The little bodies are suffering in pain and agony. But let me tell you, I walked down through Children's Hospital one time. Looking through the winter, little babies had needles stuck all in their head. Tears run down their noses. Tears in their throats. And the cry. The pain and the agony. My. Ain't gonna be no babies in hell. Praise God.
That's right.
Ain't gonna be no pain. Hallelujah for them little children.
Amen.
Praise God, and ain't gonna be no pain for God's people.
That's right.
Come on.
I tell you. Hallelujah. Them that caused it all gonna burn. But God's gonna be with us.
Amen.
God's gonna wipe all tears.
Yes.
Way from our eyes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People mash his fingers and they get hurt. They know the pain and agony.
Yes.
They're begging. People are begging. Give me some for pain. Give me some pain medicine.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give me some to stop this pain and this hurt I'm in.
Huh.
You know it and I know it. Ain't going to be no painkillers in hell.
That's right.
Devil ain't going to hand out. Praise God, no pain medicine.
Amen.
Gonna be agony and pain and begging and pleading.
Amen.
Devil gonna be right in there with everybody.
Yes.
That you suck Jesus and turn him away.
Yes.
Till you must come. You must come and give your heart.
Yes.
And your life to Jesus Christ and live forever and forevermore. Boy, there'll be no more suffering.
Come on.
Lord said here, God's going to wipe away all tears.
Yes.
People have to cry, but I'd rather cry from right here
Thank you.
On in home.
Yes.
If I live to be 100, cry all the way down the road every day. Hallelujah. It's to be a crying and agony.
Amen.
Pain. And nobody to help me. Nobody. I'm crying to Jesus.
Thank you.
I get heartbroken. Get lonely. They'll try to beat you down.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Because of the cares of this life.
Yes.
But ain't you glad that you got a Savior?
Yes.
But you go to Him. Had a mom would wrap her arms around her baby and comfort that baby. Hallelujah. Jesus will wrap his big old arms around
you. Yes.
Yes, he'll comfort your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll give you peace and joy.
Amen.
And happiness.
Come on.
When the day gloomy and it's raining and cold, He'll come down.
Yes.
And He'll warm you.
Come on.
And He'll strengthen you.
Come on, brother.
And He'll build you up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Make you happy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you know one day.
Yes.
He's coming.
Amen.
He's coming.
Yes,
I know they hear it all in the Bible. Get ready.
Come on.
Go to rain. Get ready.
Whoa.
They did not believe it.
Amen.
They didn't pay him no mind.
No.
They give no heed to him.
Right.
They thought he's an old man just beating the wind.
Come on.
That might be what you think today.
Come on.
Well, it'll never happen. You hear me?
Come on.
Sure as you're alive,
yes,
you're going to die.
Amen.
Praise God. Be some, I know there'll be some standing here. Never seen death or tasted of death.
Yes.
Come on.
So Jesus steps out.
Amen.
And however you are, sure. Praise God, when he steps out and every eye sees him, every knee's going to bow to him.
That's
right.
Amen. Sinner people that ain't never cried out to him. They ain't going to be ashamed that day to call on him. Because life or death is at the door. But he did say every knee will bow, every tongue will confess.
Amen.
He's Lord to the glory of God.
Yes.
But he'll say, I don't know you.
Right.
I never knew you. Which, from whence was you? Depart from me.
Yes.
You workers of iniquity.
Come on.
Only the ones he'll know them that's got their name.
Yes.
In the Lamb of the Life.
Amen. Come on.
Been born again of the water and the Spirit.
Amen.
That took up the cross and followed him and lived. He ain't coming to get hypocrites. He ain't coming to get a bunch of liars or a bunch of thieves. He's coming to get the redeemed of God.
Yes, amen.
Jesus.
Sure, people make blunders and mistakes.
Thank you, Jesus.
But praise God, but when they recognize where they're at, they cry out, Lord, forgive me. Help me to come on in to perfection. Not man again dead works under repent, but going on into righteousness, going on into holiness, going on into fairness before the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, glory to God.
People think it's funny. So I see it a little bit. John must not thought it's too funny.
Come on.
He said, if I sin, I'm out of the devil.
That's right.
If I'm sinning every day, that's exactly what I am. I'm the devil.
Yes.
Because the devil sinneth from the beginning.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ come to do what? Take away our sin.
Yes.
And to cleanse us.
Yes.
From all
unrighteousness. Yes.
Then Paul said, don't you sin, my little children. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But he said, if you do,
right,
if you make a blunder, a mistake,
thank you, Jesus,
if you'll get down on your knees or you'll call on the Lord,
yes,
Jesus Christ, the mediator, we have an advocate with the Father.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Amen.
And he's faithful and just.
Amen.
To cleanse us. A little baby starts walking, it's going to fall, ain't it?
Amen.
But it'll get up.
Yes.
It'll go again. You may stumble. You may fall, but we got to knock it with Jesus.
Yes.
The righteous, we can call on him, Lord, help me.
Amen.
Praise God. But Paul said for us to finally be strong.
Come on.
Christian people, we need to be strong in the Lord.
Because yes,
we're setting patterns and examples to this lost and dying world.
Amen.
That we can live righteous.
Amen.
And we can live godly. We're at in this present world.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. We got preachers. Oh, all I see in every day.
Wow.
That's a good example, ain't it?
Come on.
For the lost people. Well, I think you preachers that sins every day need to get right with Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God, need to get the power of God, the anointing of God, power of the Holy Ghost in you, because he is able to keep you.
Amen.
He'll keep you from falling.
Yes.
If there's more, let me tell you, if there's more out there in our world than we had goods in Christ, down.
Amen.
He'd keep us wrapped up
right.
in his ways and in the things of this world. That ain't a sign of life.
Amen.
The devil would. But how many are dread in the Word of God when Christ comes in you? You are a new creature. Praise God. And he said, greater is he that is in you and me than he that is in the world. Who's in the world? The devil's in the world. But Jesus Christ lives and reigns in the believer. Devil believe. He'll live and reign in us.
Yeah.
And do you think Jesus give in to unfair kickbacks? Praise God, but did Jesus give in to any of them spirits?
No.
Devil come to him. Now he took on flesh. He was just like me and you.
Yeah.
Born the same way we was.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he come down here and set patterns and examples.
Yes, he did.
Showing you and I we couldn't live it.
Amen. Come on.
Not in ourselves.
That's right.
But Christ in us.
Amen.
The power. How did he walk down here? Don't you know, have you ever done without a week? Without fasting and praying? Have you ever went without eating for a week? But he went 40 days. He's a natural man like me and you. Took off flesh. You think how hungry he was.
Yes.
And the devil knows he is hungry.
That's right.
And the devil come to him.
Yes.
And let on like, well, I don't really know if you're the Son of God, what he was really trying to say to him. But if you be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread.
Amen.
What Jesus tell him? Jesus could have commanded them. Devil knows he could command them stones.
Yes.
And they'd be made bread. But Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone.
Come on, brother.
But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We're going to live with this word right here.
Right.
Every word, not part of it.
Come on.
I'll take a little here. And a little that. We got denomination churches everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And how did the denomination churches, when they built their headquarters and set it up, they take what they want.
Amen.
Come on.
They'll take it and eat it all.
Amen.
We got different headquarters. We got different churches.
Come on.
Yes.
And I got a little bit of difference. I don't know how come Lord brought all that to me sometime in the night.
Come on.
But he said there's different denominations everywhere.
Yes.
And even some of them, if you will, has wrote their own Bibles.
Amen.
And they've come back and explained it all their way.
Come on.
But they take a little of this and a little of that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But how many will take it like the Bible said when he told John, take the little book out of the hand of the angel and eat it all.
Yes. Come on.
Be bitter.
Yes.
You better. Praise God.
Thank you.
What did I tell you? We can't cut it. Cut it in, cut it out.
No.
Whatever the Word of God said, we need to say it.
Amen.
I can't help it. I didn't have a pain of work. I can't change one word in this Bible.
That's right.
Because if I add to it, God add to me the pride that's in it. I ain't going to have to.
Come on.
Praise God. I said, but you're crazy. Well, I may be.
Come on, preach.
Praise God. But boys, I've got to stay with the book.
Amen.
We've got to stay with the book.
Right.
I ain't going to put up a name, praise God, at church, and we're this or we're that.
Come on.
But then we're going to cut out what the Word of God, what the apostles' doctrine been built out of another doctrine. What is apostles' doctrine? Jesus Christ, him crucified.
Yes.
And him risen on that third day.
Glory to
God. They preached it. How did Paul preached it?
Yes.
And said, boys, after my departure, grieving wolves is going to come in among you. Not spying the flock.
Amen.
But they'll turn people away.
Right.
How many people turned away from the truth? How many people today, churches, denominations, doctrine, can get behind? How many preachers can get behind the pulpit? Praise God and open God's word and go down through it, preach. Praise God, wherever the Spirit of the Lord tells them to preach it.
Thank you.
No, they ain't many of them. Because the congregation,
come on,
they'll vote you and throw you out.
Amen.
But I'd rather be thrown out of the church building
right
than to be thrown out of heaven, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Because, I mean, they, praise God, there's a wall on me.
Yes.
There's a wall on you. Wall on them that preach not the gospel.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, right here it is.
Amen.
The foundation. Jesus Christ himself being the chief, the head of the corner.
Amen.
And there ain't no salvation nowhere else but in the name. I said in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that's above every name. We'll repent, praise God, and get born again. Or we'll not make any. Calling on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The loudest opinions ain't going to get us to heaven.
Right.
Ain't the one thing going to get us to heaven. That's the word of God.
Amen.
But he said, take it and eat it all. Not part of it. Nope. Change it. Change your words. Try to look at a word. Change it.
Come on.
Hallelujah. We can't do that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God's coming. Going to wipe every tear. He said, and God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. There shall be no more death. No more dying.
Amen.
No more crying. No more heartache. No more sadness.
Yes,
but all will be glory by and by. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Even John, you think about it all. They wrote it all. Got down to the last of it. And he put in there, if anybody add to this doctrine, anybody add to these words.
Amen.
God's going to add to him the plagues that's in this book. Then he said, if I take away,
right,
some of it I may not understand.
Amen.
Praise God. And I'm praying over it. I'm praying you pray for me.
Yes.
Because I've got a hunger and a desire to have a God's understanding.
Amen.
Praise God to know. I ain't going to take what man says.
Amen.
But praise God, God gives it to me. But he said, they'll add to and they'll take away.
Amen.
But God's going to add to people the plagues.
That's right.
And if I take away from his holy word, he said he's going to take my part out.
Yes, he did.
Of the book of life. What have I got to? If he takes my name out of it, I ain't got a thing left.
Amen.
Right.
I'm hell-bound. Burn! You think I'm going to take away?
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God from God's word or try to rearrange or change God's blessed word? No, these men that wrote this Bible, he said they would inspire me.
Yeah.
Moved on by the Holy Ghost. Spake as the Holy Ghost taught them.
Amen.
Open their mouth.
Yes.
And they spake the word of God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, they didn't go to college to get it.
Right.
Don't take me wrong. It doesn't matter. We'd all need a good education. Hallelujah. But if you got an education, that's wonderful. But to really rightly divide it, to get into it, you got to have the Spirit. Because the Spirit will lead you. The Spirit will guide you into all truth and righteousness and holiness before the Lord all the days of our lives. Hallelujah. Don't say, Lord, here I am. You lead me. You put in this little dummy head of mine. Praise God. The Word of God. Wisdom. Teach me. Teach me not to add to. Teach me not to take away.
Amen.
Lord, teach me your word. Amen. Let me know the power and the power of the resurrected Savior.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Come without the Spirit. You Amen. Can't do it.
That's right.
We're not here. These men think as what? As they is moved on by the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, don't believe old Peter know what he's talking about. Only Paul knows what he's talking about when he wrote the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. Well, I tell you, it wasn't Paul. Might have been him. Might have been his body.
Come on.
But it's somebody else besides the devil.
Come on.
Talking out of it. One time he had killed you.
Yes.
Because you were standing for Jesus. He didn't do it.
Amen.
But praise God, he seen the light.
Amen.
He was struck down on the road to Damascus.
Yes.
And here the voice begin to say to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, who are thou, Lord? Hallelujah. Why are you persecuting me? Why people believe in the Word of God?
Thank you.
They won't step into the deepness. Cry out, Lord, help me. Give me understanding.
Yes.
Man, I tell you, I like to be able to preach and please people.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you can't please everybody.
Amen.
Can't even thanks. Can't even please yourself, can you?
No.
We're here to please Jesus.
Amen.
Here to do what he said to do.
Come on.
Time's running out. Praise God. Time. He told, and I wonder. How come he told, Paul told Timothy and them, when it's called, said, preach the word.
Amen.
Preach the word.
Yes.
Be instant in season.
Amen.
Out of season. When you feel like it, when you don't feel like it.
Amen.
Preach the word. When the people treat you right or they don't treat you right. Preach the word. Pass on the back ain't going to get you to heaven.
Amen.
I'd rather be persecuted for the name of Jesus
than
to be patted on the back and say, oh, brother, you're doing a good job.
Come on.
If I ain't preaching the word, I ain't doing a good job. If you ain't preaching the word, you ain't doing a good job. Preach the word.
Yes.
Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove. Rebuke.
Yes. Come on.
Oh, I'm afraid I'll get thrown out. Ain't nobody able to pluck you out of Jesus' hands. No. I tell you, somebody said they'd throw you out of church. You can't throw me out of church neither. I'd born into it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, they throw me out in Shoal Creek. They can take my key and put me out, but they still can't put me out of church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody. I thought what they're trying to do to them apostles. Reason is to kill them. They hated them. Really, they didn't hate them. They hated that word.
Amen. That's it.
Hated. What is a preaching?
Right.
Preaching, you mean to tell me this man called Jesus, he's Lord of heaven and in earth.
Yes.
He's a Savior.
Yes, amen.
Preaching. Hallelujah, that he died on the cross.
Come on.
But he ain't in the tomb.
That's right.
He's alive.
Yes.
And he's alive forevermore.
Amen.
And he said, come. Follow me.
Amen.
New heaven. Praise God. But I feel like, and I know he said, boys, he said, time's coming, they will not endure. Sound doctrine.
Amen.
But he said, preach your word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine.
Amen.
Because the time's come. Are we not down in the time?
Amen. We
you
are.
Tell me. Are we not in a time that they won't endure sound doctrine?
Amen.
But he said they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Yes.
They'll turn away from the truth.
Amen.
They're writing new Bibles. They're writing new Bibles all the time.
Amen.
And their attitude, they're taken away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise many people's going to get their name took out.
That's right.
Of the book of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he told us, stay with it.
Amen.
Grievous wolves going to enter in, not spire the flock, heaping of themselves. Oh, I know they pay good. Hallelujah, if you preach what people want to hear. But you got to preach your word. Hallelujah. They pay you all the money in the world. But if you ain't preaching the word, you're not with God. You're not of God. Because that charge was put on them to preach your word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to heaven. But he, and you got to keep on keeping on. Because he that endure. I hear one say, well, because they wouldn't receive me. I preached one time in Dalton, Georgia. Big, big fancy church. I think there's two rows of preachers sitting on the front. Big Baptist church. And I preached the word. Down there to them. Founder got up, got his Bible. Out the door he went. Another preacher over on the side. Got up. When I got done and said, people, you better listen. What the word of God said. He said, I got into it and started into it. And he said, because they told me I wasn't allowed to preach it. They wouldn't accept that doctrine.
Mom.
Praise God. Then he said, I laid my Bible down. But he said, you better give heed because it's
Amen.
Truth. Word of God is truth. It don't matter about me. It don't matter about nobody else. It's
Amen.
What we're preaching.
Yes.
What we believe. What we're standing on. But instead the time's coming when they will not endure sound doctrine. But they'll get them teachers and preachers will preach what they want to hear.
Amen.
We'll pay you good if you preach what we want to hear. Sure, they will. Hallelujah. But that ain't what he said.
Amen.
He said, preach the word.
Yes, he did.
That means give in to spirits.
Come on.
And give in to man's creed, man's doctrine.
Come on.
Because they didn't want the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Come on.
The doctrine, I read it last night, night before last sometime. That we're builded upon the foundation of the prophets and of the apostles
yes.
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Build upon the foundation of the apostles. Now, if I build, and Paul said, hallelujah, as a wise master builder, he said, I've laid the foundation, didn't he?
Yeah.
Laid the foundation down. Now, here the foundation is, you build on it.
Yes.
He said, no other foundation can a man lay, rather than is laid.
Amen.
And that foundation is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the chief.
Yes.
He's the head of the corner. And ain't no
yes.
salvation in no other.
Come on.
Preach. Build on it.
Yes.
As a wise master builder.
Thank you,
and he said another build thereupon, but let every man take heed.
Yes.
How's it building on? And you tell me, what's people building on?
Come on.
We got to build on a solid foundation.
Amen.
Christ, because nothing else will stand.
Amen.
Right down in the closing out of the end time. Hallelujah. And I said it last night. I felt some static. I felt some kickbacks.
Come on.
Praise God. But before this thing is said and done, there's going to be one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one foundation, Jesus Christ, one way, one bunch of people. Hallelujah. But I tell you, I know people holler, well, and I ain't going to use that word. People holler, we're going to be gone. We ain't going to go to this word's fulfilled, are we?
Amen.
We're going. Is he coming back for us? He said not one jot or one tittle are going to pass away till all be fulfilled.
Yeah.
When it's all fulfilled, man, then he's coming.
Amen.
When the Spirit of Almighty God bids Jesus, he's coming.
Amen.
And I was reading before I got over here, then he's going to deliver up the kingdom to his Father.
Praise the Lord.
And he's going to present to God the perfect church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything in it today, praise God. And I said it last night.
Yes.
And I know some didn't like, but I praying that somebody will help me. Praise God. Because people said we ain't going through nothing. We're fixing to be called out. Or they say raptured out. But I read before. They was put to the test.
Come on.
They went through the fire.
Yes.
And when they come out of the fire, they was pure gold.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. When the test, the end of these tribulation days, praise God, if Jesus talked about in Matthew, the end of the tribulation days, then the sun's going to be darkened.
Yes.
Moon ain't going to give her no light.
Mom.
Then there will appear the coming of the Son of Man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. On that day, praise God, the church has been through the fire. They put that gold. You can go back and read about the gold being put in the fire.
Yes.
But when it come out, it didn't have nothing else mixed with it. It was pure.
Amen.
We got hypocrites. We got all kinds. I can name them. I can go back and read them, all the kinds of things that's in the church. But when the church comes out, praise God, after the great tribulation days, ain't going to be nothing but purity.
Amen.
Then through the fire, burn out.
Yes.
Sinners, ungodliness, cannot stand.
Amen.
What's coming. Hallelujah.
Thank
them boys stood because they had the power.
Yes.
Because they was able, they died for the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because one of the history books they read about, one guy reading there when they went to the prison to get Paul, to take him to chopping block, it said he run from the prison to the chopping block. Said, hurry and get this over. Other words, stuck his head in it, dropped it, and cut his head off. They died for the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God, because they was redeemed.
Amen.
The redeemed of God. Let the redeemed of God say so.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we love you. We praise God. Church, I tell you what. You pray and seek God. Whatever the will of the Lord is in your life, you let him take full control. I ain't out to offend nobody. I ain't out to hurt nobody. Praise God. I'm out to try my very best to hear people getting right with God and living this life that the Bible said we've got to live. God, he said we've got to live holy. We've got to live righteous. We've got to live godly in this present world.
Amen.
Somebody said, you keep living. I'll tell you, by the grace of God, Paul said, I am what I am. And he said, his grace is sufficient unto all men. So he'll take us. We can't leave it in ourselves, but I've got to say again, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
right.
We love you. We thank the Lord for you. Praise God. There's no other reason. You just keep tuning in. We thank God for our brothers and sisters. Brother Steve, just praise God. I never remember meeting before, but thank God for him and his family. We're all praying for everybody, everywhere. You pray for us. I pray that we'll all be together in heaven. Tim, you're going to come back and sing. Praise the Lord. But we appreciate you. Hallelujah. Just reach out to God, and he'll bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just stay in tune. Got some more singing here. And Brother James.
Thank
praise
you.
The Lord. We thank God for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray one for another.
Many times I have traveled down a long, lonely road, headed for another place to tell. Someone who needs the story of Jesus and how he'll save their soul from hell. I've seen many great places, many new faces, beautiful times where I've been. But I want you to know the reason I go to tell your story again. Over and over I'll tell your story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus. Oh, how he loves us, he'll keep us safe and more. How he paid the full cost, his life on the cross, to save world of sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. At times I have questioned, I have wondered, Lord, is this truly your will? I've been discouraged, tired, and weary. Sometimes it seems all hell. That's when he takes me back, all the places I've been, where he saved so many from sin. And I've got to go tell it again. Over and over I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus. Oh, how he loves us. He'll keep us safe and more. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross, to save the world of sin. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over again. I am headed for glory, telling the story over and over and over and over again.
Praise the Lord. Telling that story over and over again. We need to tell everybody about Jesus.
Yes.
Brother James, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Has Brother Biddy called in?
He's hung up, so go ahead.
Okay. I just didn't want to get ahead of nobody.
No, he's hung up, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank God. You know, I've been sick, and I need everybody's prayers. My eyes about swelled together again tonight. Got a little fever and stuff, so it'd be kind of hard to preach, but I'm going to do my best for God, and he's always done his best for me. And I love him and thank him from the bottom of my heart for everything he's carried me through this life. But our subject tonight is the 26th verse of the 10th chapter of Hebrews, and it says, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. He said, but looking forward for judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Well, now, why is he calling us adversaries? If we sin willfully, you become an adversary of God. Because he blessed you with the salvation. I'm talking about a pure and true salvation from God. The glory of his presence to dwell inside you in the form of the sweet Holy Ghost. And then you want to go and sin willfully. And people say, oh, that don't happen. Well, what about all them people? And I know because I've seen it too many times. They'll go on vacation. And they'll drink and do things that they would not do where they lived because they thought they were out of everybody's sight. And they choose to do ungodly things because there ain't nobody there from the church going to see them, they think. And they don't realize that the eyes of God is always on them. He watches after supposedly his children, but they're showing who their God is. They're what their God is, their lust, their desires, their will. Everybody else does it. Won't hurt for me to do a little bit. Friend, I'm telling you something. A willful sin.
That's in the Lord.
You don't deliver it in your life to separate you from God. That's what you're doing. You're building a wall between you and God because you're choosing sin over salvation. Glory to God. And God didn't come down here and go to that cross and die and shed that blood. Glory to God. Where we can think, well, if I do something wrong, I'll repent and he can put that blood on me. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. The blood don't never come off. He puts it on there. That's your blood. That's what amount he shed for you. Don't go back looking for more. He said there remaineth no more of that looking for somebody to sacrifice for you. Ain't nobody going back to the cross. When Jesus comes again, he's not coming as a lamb. He's coming as a lion. He's going to destroy sin and wickedness off this earth forever and cast it into a lake of fire. What are you trying to do? Add your name to that list? Because when you just give up on God, and, well, I like doing this. I know God will forgive me. How do you know? He said if you willfully sin, there is nothing that remains as a sacrifice for that. Here's what he said you got. Glory to God. He said if you do that and go ahead and commit them sins, all you got left is a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Well, you made yourself an adversary of God. He come to do away with sin, and you choose to do it anyway. Guess what? You're the enemy of God now because you're living for the devil, and you let him lead you around with a ring in your nose like an old bull. He can guide you where he wants to because you'll just willfully do it. You'll give up salvation for that little bit of joy you get out of sin. He said, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite under the Spirit of grace. You see, you remember, forgive me, I still see. But it says in the Bible that all manner of sins will be forgiven us, except one.
Yeah.
He said the blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. Well, glory to God. What would you call it if you've been blessed in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God in you, and you go out here and just choose to willfully sin? Is that not blaspheming the Holy Ghost? Is that not
true? Yeah.
You wasn't enough to keep me. You wasn't enough to satisfy me. You wasn't enough to fill me up with the power of God. I got out here and I slipped up a little bit. And when they just willfully chose to sin.
I know two preachers
that I know personally, two preachers. One of them right around here, another one's a little further off, but they pastored churches for 20 years. All of a sudden, look out there, there's this woman come in. I know one that don't live far from here. He left his wife, got with that woman. Both of them was married. Both of them had to get a divorce. They married each other. And guess what they're doing now? Still trying to preach in the church. And God ain't got nothing to do with them no more, folks. I'm going to tell you something. When you go God
okay.
a lot of way, you can't beg him.
Come on, Jay. Come on.
You can't re-crucify him. There's no more blood. It's just, I don't understand. But we got this together because of willful sin. I'm going to show you what the Bible says about this. It uses one of the biggest, hardest words you ever heard. Here's what it says, verse 4, chapter 6 in Hebrew. For it is impossible. That's the word God used. That's not my word.
Yes, impossible.
For those who were once enlightened by what?
Yeah.
And have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. What was that word he said? It's impossible. They can't come back. Because everything God had, grace, mercy, salvation, sanctification, being filled with the Holy Ghost, that wasn't enough to keep them. Praise God, then they're gone. They let go of everything to get a hold of nothing out this world. Because a woman that the preacher went to mention with, if she was married, and he was married, ain't neither one of them worth having no way. Because they was cheating on their husband and wife, and they got together, and think they done right in the sight of God. I'm telling you, I'm warning them. You ain't got no hope anymore. You chose your path. You walked into darkness and left the light. And in darkness, you'll remain.
Bless your Lord.
And you'll be in a place that's lit up all the time because it's a lake of fire burning with brimstone. That's what you've chosen,
Amen.
What you need done. They don't understand that God said
to
them, because he said, all things are possible with God, but remember, they threw him away. They walked out on him. Glory to God. I don't know why I'm going to go this way, but I'm laughing. Today, it's worse than everything, because people that chooses a willful sin, they're the ones sinning. That ain't enough for them now. They throw God away. Won't even let him into their conscience.
Yeah.
So now they're taking the
And
they're taking little kids and trying to teach them you can be a boy or girl no matter what you was born. You can change. We'll help you. We don't have to tell you mom and daddy. They want to take their sin and put it somewhere there. Who do you think they're living for? Who do you think they're working for? You're going to tell them, that man, anti-transgender. Yes, I am. Praise God I am. And I don't care who likes it or dislikes it. I go by this word of God. If it tells me something is so terrible, it shouldn't be mentioned. Much less praise God, I'm going to preach on it. And I'm going to tell you, yeah, it's wrong. Yeah, it's a sin. Yes, it's a deadly sin. It's one that will kill you. You get these little kids to do stuff that they can't change back. Then later on, they're so confused, so messed up, they commit suicide. They don't never live right. They're never happy. Because they're not what God intended for them to be. And whose fault is theirs? No. It's the ones that's tricking them and deceiving them into it. The hospitals and the doctors that are performing the operations on them for that money. Praise God. The love of money is the root of all evil, brother. As sisters, I'm telling you the truth. You're going to die for it. There's going to be two deaths. You'll die out of this body, and you'll die forever in that lake of fire. It's time preachers wake up. Tell the truth.
Yes, hallelujah.
If I preach it like I want to, they say, well, you're anti-homosexual. You're anti-this. You're anti-that. If it's against the word of God, yes, I am. I won't back up from it either because I'm that way. And there's coming a time, brother, you said it yourself, that before long, we got to go through that tribulation where they're coming against Christians because we speak anti-this or anti-that that's evil. I'm speaking against everything that's evil. Sin is evil. Willful sin is evil. Sin in
the
He
said, I make mistakes.
Hallelujah.
And I have to repent. Brother, that ain't mistakes. It's something you're choosing to do.
Well.
You're choosing to do it. That's why it keeps coming. Glory to God.
keeps coming back on you. That's why you're having to work with it and strain, trying to find forgiveness where the blood's done been applied and you're coming out from the blood. That's what's happening today. That's why America we've become an evil people around the world, that we want things like that change our children into something they was never meant to be. Watch these other. We're promoting them. We'll lift them up. You can't even watch TV. Every commercial got something on it bad. Just don't watch
TV. Yeah, come on.
Get you. Put you some gospel music in. Fall down on your face and go to praying to God. Asking him to shorten the time he comes back, that we don't lose another soul to that evil monster called
God. Oh, dang. Hallelujah.
Because if we don't wake up, people, where are we going to end up? It's chapter 4, verse 17. And our Sister Betty read it a while ago. And it says, to them that know to do good and do it not.
Yeah.
To them it's a sin. Well, how much sorer of a sin would it be that them that know not to do evil do it anyway? How much more of a sin is that than something that you know to do it was good, but you just didn't do that? You went and done something else, you know. You didn't do no evil, but you didn't do the good. And he said, to that is a sin to you. Well, how much worse will it be, people, when you stand before God and you said one thing you couldn't let go of to get the fullness of God, to seek more of him, because that willful sin was right before you all the time. Like pretty grapes hanging on the vine. You may be allergic to grapes, but they just look so good. And you get them and you're allergic, and it breaks you out, about kills you. Well, sin will kill you, and you will die. You're going to die without God, without hope, without peace, without joy, without the love of the Father. You're going to be left out in the cold of this world to suffer in agony, because you know what you've done has put a wedge between you and the salvation that Jesus Christ died on that cross to give us. I prayed the whole time, Brother Don was preaching. I said, Lord, help me. Because if I go to talking, I get real hoarse, Lord. I go to coughing, Lord. But now he's in. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. He's an overcomer. He overcomes everything this world has got to trick us with, deceive us with. He said there's no weapon formed against us that'll prosper. Glory to God. If he's in us,
Hallelujah.
Praise God. The worst enemy you got is the one that looks back at you in the mirror. He's the one that she's the one that condemns you so well. When they look back at you and you don't see the image of Jesus Christ shining forth out of you, because he's come into your life and made you new and whole and holy and glory to God, righteousness are dwelling in your body. You're lost and undone without Jesus. And the Bible tells you over and over, don't deceive yourselves by any means. Just because you do some things right, but still got these willful sins that you keep plucking off the vine and doing them over and over and going back to Jesus and saying, Lord, forgive me. I missed
my life. Man.
And then the next day,
hallelujah.
And say, Lord, forgive me. I messed up again, Lord. Lord, save me from this. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? How about quit sinning? How about trust God? How about seek his face? How about try to find a something in you, glory to God, that hungers and thirsts after righteousness instead of after evil? They're celebrating this stuff and transforming these children into something that they're not. The corporations are starting to get into it. You remember Disney had a big battle with the governor down there, but the governor won. And Disney started losing money. Well, what's wrong, Christians? Have they got something you want so bad that when they do evil, you can't do your shopping somewhere else? You can't do another thing. Because people are backing it up, brother. They're not backing off from sin. They're just running right headlong into it. People, if there's a burning building out here and it's just blazing everywhere, I doubt you want to run in that building. Why you want to go in a lake of fire burning with brimstone?
Yeah.
That Satan and the fallen angels are going to be in there to torment you forever and forever. But glory to God, listen to me. You ain't got to fall for that. You don't have to be one of them. That you know it's wrong. That's just like going to town, going in a store, and they just look something in there. It's $70, $80, and you go, well, I don't think God will get too mad at me. I ain't got the money for it. And you slide it down your pocket and walk out. You know if you get caught doing that, you're going to jail. Well, not someplace, but here where I live, you'd go to jail for it. But they'll do it anyway.
Slide it your
wrap it up in
yeah.
something, they'll do it, and they know it's wrong. But what's the difference? That's against man's law. But what about the things you do that's against God's law? What about the things you're doing to doom your soul to a devil's hell? Glory to God. I got loved ones going on. I can't afford to mess up and fall back. I've got to go forward. I pray, glory to God,
Amen.
That I get more like Jesus and a whole lot less like me.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said there is no good thing. Jesus even said, there's none good but one. That's my Father, which is in heaven. Glory to God. Don't think James Miles thinks he's good or his soul holy. But glory to God. I go through trials. I go through temptations. I go through everything just like everybody else does. But you have to learn after a while to just say no. That was, remember that about the
Thank
drugs.
You,
if you can't say no to Satan, how are you claiming to say yes to God? Yes, Lord. I love, how do you call him Lord without the Holy Ghost? But you going out and seeing I've got news for you.
Hallelujah.
You've been whispering lies and sweet sounding lies in your ear, and you've been listening to it. The Bible said, glory to God, that in the last day they'll be heaping them teachers to them, them preachers, because they got catching ears. They want him to come cracking with something that sounds good. And don't put nothing on them that you have to do. Oh, it's all faith for the cross. You don't have to do anything. Just go to church. That's all you got to do. Well, praise God, that's a lie. And it comes from hell. It smells like smoke. The thing you got to do is be faithful to God as God is faithful to you. Glory to God.
Amen.
I wasn't able to come on tonight and to preach, I thought, glory to God, several times. I'm just going to call Betty and tell her I ain't able to do it. And I got thinking about, we got down so bad several times, we wouldn't have just a few dollars. Bills coming due, with be put out on the street or didn't have money for groceries or stuff like that. And every time God come through, I didn't pray and ask him for it. I just trusted him for it. And it would come. I got a check that had been lost in a desk where I used to drive a truck for months and months and months. Well, right when I got down to work, we had like $2 on rent coming due. Didn't have money for gas. Oh, I couldn't get to work back. Didn't know what I was going to do. And I told her, I said, watch and see. God ain't never let me go hungry. He ain't going to start now. Let's go pray.
Mm-hmm.
We went in there and prayed. And the next morning, had one of them mailboxes on the wall outside the house. And I heard the little flap on the mailbox. I went to the door and reached out and got the mail. And had a check from them. And it said, found this in a desk drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that we didn't get it to you on time. But I figured you might need it. And it come exactly when I was in the most need, in desperation, not knowing what was going to happen, but I knew that God come through. And he come through, and I'm going to tell you something. I learned a lesson. If you trust God, God will supply your needs. But if you won't, he may let you do without and learn what it's like to trust this world. Because when you go out and sin, knowing it's a sin, who are you trusting, God or the devil? You tell
Praise
them
God.
And when you come to that knowledge, that realization, and that one word right here that says impossible, you've had it all. I've given it all to you. I went to the cross. I shed my blood for you. Praise God. And you don't even know, hallelujah, that the blood's there because you're walking out among you. You're leaving me for the things of the world. You're leaving me for what you lust after instead of what I give you. I got news for you. I know what Satan's got. I enjoyed it when I was in sin. And it
bless Lord.
I felt so bad. I was miserable. Every time I looked in the mirror, I didn't like who I saw. I didn't like who I was becoming. I didn't like how evil I was getting. And I started going up here to this church. The little preacher up there by the name of Tony Pope. And he would get down and pray with me. Read scriptures, teaching me the word of God. I got me a Bible. I went to the woods, and I'd get down and read the Bible every evening. I'd go to work, come home, I'd go out in the woods, stay till dark. I was getting in that Word and getting the Word in me. And something else happened. While I was out in them woods studying and reading and crying, something happened to me. And just like that, there was a change coming in my life. I can look in the mirror today, and I kind of like the old boy. He don't look near as good as I wish he did, but I kind of like him today. I kind of
Mama.
I know where he's going. Praise God, do you know where you're going tonight? Have you made your preparations to go into the kingdom of God holy? I said holy, and made it up to be righteous, because that's the only ones getting in the kingdom. There's a gatekeeper at every one of them gates in that city. You won't go into any of them. Your feet will not touch that street of gold until you go in righteous and holy and pure and clean, because that's the only ones that's going to get in. The ones that choose to sin, that look around and find something that's so much better than what God's got to give you, that they'll run off and leave God. When you run off and leave Him, your salvation, your grace, your mercy, everything is left right there, and you run away and leave it. It said to them that fall away, after they've got everything God has, He said, what impossible to renew them again unto repentance. You can't come back every day and say, Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean to look at that woman that way. I didn't mean to lust after her, Lord. Lord, I didn't. That man was just so good looking, Lord. I couldn't help but look at him and go, yeah, you can. Used to, glory to God, I wanted, every woman I seen was like, head turning everywhere to look. And now you can see them at Walmart, ain't got nothing on, hardly. And I just go to praying for them, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know the hell they're headed toward. Because this world has took everything in the Word of God, turned it around, took away parts of it, added more to it, till it's not got the sting of death that it used to have. Praise God. You says in the Bible, in Proverbs, said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. People's not afraid anymore, brother. They're not scared of God's punishment. They're not scared of God's wrath. They don't worry about it anymore.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
But I'll go back right here to Smith. I want this to be the last place. Here's what it says. It says in verse 31 of chapter 10 in Hebrews, where I started, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. What are you going to say to him? What excuse are you going to give him? Yeah, Lord, I know the way. I studied your word. I give money at church. I paid my tithes, Lord, but, you know, I just that one thing just kept drawing me back and drawing me back. You found something bigger than God, and I never have. And I pray right now I never see nothing that even makes me think about turning around, because I'll be 68 years old in February. I'm so much closer home than I've ever been. And I believe we're all closer to seeing Jesus than we've ever been or ever thought about being. Because look what's going around. Look how they're starting right now. You watch the news, little.
Come on.
They're starting, come on. They're starting to come against us, brother. They don't like it because we won't agree with everything they say and everything they stand for, murdering unborn babies, all that stuff. I don't agree with it. I tell the world I don't agree with it. I'll never agree with it. Only thing you can do is kill me. I'm not afraid of that. I know where I'm going. Do you know where you're going? Do you know what lies ahead of you? Do you know what your future's holding? Because if it don't hold Jesus Christ and the words of this book in your heart that you live by, and praise God, let me inform you that tomorrow, that forever, it ain't going to be what you think it is. It ain't going to be that glory of God shining around about you. Because it said Jesus would be the light that the sun won't shine. Because He's right. But nothing won't happen unless He does it. He'll wipe the tears from your eye, and you won't shed no more, because nothing will hurt you again. That's where I want to go. And you're choosing the pits of hell over that. You're choosing to follow these crazy people that are trying to turn us into something. You never, I went to school. Did you go to school, people? I went to school. I never had anything. I didn't know what a homosexual was when I went to school. Never heard of that. I just sure didn't know that little kids born a boy could become a girl, or born a girl could become a boy, and they was teaching it to them. That didn't happen when we, why? Because we still had prayer in schools. We still had mother and daddy that was interested in the kids enough to take them to Sunday school and teach them about God. That's why. When we took prayer out of the schools, the Ten Commandments off of everything that can be seen, you're telling God you're not welcome here. But praise God, he's welcome at my house. And if you won't have him, I pray God I get more of him. Because that's a hungry for God and his righteousness. He said, if you hunger and thirst that righteousness, was not mine. He said, my righteousness is filthy rags. I want his. I want the righteousness God imputed unto me. Not for how great I am, how mighty I am, how well I can preach, how well I can testify, how good I treat people, but how good Jesus is that dwells inside me through the Holy Ghost. Praise God. That's what makes a Christian different. That's what makes him stronger than anything in this world. That's what makes him work. They can't form a weapon that'll prosper against him. You can kill my body. You can't do nothing with my soul. You can't take my mind and warp it into the evil thoughts that y'all are trying to pervade on everybody in this world. Because it won't happen to a child of God. We got protection that you can't see. And it's somebody that can withstand all the fiery darts of the wicked ones. Because we've got a protection. We got a shield over our heart, over our soul, that you can't break through. You can't destroy. But I can. I can go to willfully sinning. I can go to lusting and giving into the lust. I can let go of the salvation that Jesus Christ gave unto me, a wretched sinner that cried out one day and said, Lord, would you please forgive me and come into my life and take this sin, this lust, this desire for evil away from me once and forever. And he did it. If he will do it for me, friend, he'll do it for you. But don't you think it's time you wake up to the salvation that he's offering? Don't you think it's time that you need to
Mama
give
Dad,
him?
Yeah.
Ain't it time that you let him?
Yeah.
You can't hold hands with the devil and serve a living God. You've got to seek him with all your heart, all your strength, all your mind, and all your soul. Then and only then will you find that salvation, that new life. You know,
hallelujah.
Brother God spoke about it. He said, behold, all things are new. All them old things is passed away. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. And
that sin that so easily besets us, it won't be so easy for Satan no more. Because there's a guard at the door, folks. There's a guard at the door. But who's guarding you? Whose are you? Do you belong to Satan, or are you a child of God? If you're a child of God, start acting like one. Start being a light in this world. Quit walking in darkness. Come into the light, the marvelous light of God, and let him shine forth out of you. Because we need people right now that'll get in the church house and be part of the church, part of the body of Christ, and not just be in church. That building ain't going to do nothing for you. This building right here, your body, that's the temple of God. But you got to let him in. And he's got to be the one you worship. He's got to be the one you serve. He's got to be the one you listen to by reading and studying his word and listening to the Holy Ghost that teaches you all things. And it brings it back to your remembrance when you need it. People's letting go and just letting everything and anything take their lives. I'm asking you tonight, will you let Jesus in yours? Will you let him be God in your salvation? Without him. But with him, you can do all things. He loves you. People, I love you too. I know that I'll catch a lot of flack from people. They won't want to listen to me because I said what I said. But I'm going to stand where I stand. And I'm not
going
to. Don't you be moved.
Stand.
Stand on the rock. He said it's a foundation. When the storms come, he ain't going to tear your house down. But if you're standing on Satan, your house ain't going to just go down, but it's going to burn too. Now, I love all of you. I know our time's gone, but I praise God for everything. He's made me able to do something I didn't think I could do. I didn't think I'd be able to do this. I coughed, what, three times? I've been coughing my head off lately. So I praise God for that.
Bless him, Lord.
Keep mindful of God and pray for me. I need your prayers. I want to get stronger. I want to go so much deeper into the hidden things of God. Where when Satan comes, I don't care who he comes on. I tell him to leave. You got no business here. Tell him to leave you.
Amen.
He's got no business there. I love you. God bless. Turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Appreciate you coming on here and obeying the Lord. And our time is coming on. So just tune in next week from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA Standard Time. And we'll do this again and lift up the name of Jesus. We love y'all. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Love y'all. God bless. Bye-bye, y'all.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother.